Whether we like it or not, movies have played a huge role in almost all of our lives, in some shape or form. I'm sure everybody has a favorite movie. If you're not a fan of films in general, there is a way that films have affected your life. Whether it's the fact that your wife loves movies, your children love movies, your friends love movies. So as a result, you always find yourself somehow engaged in a conversation that involves films. And this actually shows just how much of an influence films have in our lives. So it's something that definitely should not be ignored. And it is important for us to learn how to navigate the messages that come from these films and how to appropriate them and how to also just, do away with the bad messages that tend to come from Hollywood. And that's what we do on this segment of the show. This is Movie Theme, where Charles and I find a film that we believe is family friendly. Now, we do always mention it as a disclaimer, the fact that it is always up to you to make the final decision as to whether whatever film we're talking about is actually good for your family as a whole. Now, tonight we're going to be discussing Coming to America 2, or as the movie title is typed out. It's typed out as Coming to America, which I don't think is clever. I'm sure someone in Hollywood thought that was a good idea for branding, but ugh. But yes, way back when I was still a very young boy, there was a film called Coming to America. I'm sure you remember it, right, Charles?
Yes, with Mr. James Earl Jones.
Yes, starring Eddie Murphy. Now, it was a film that became a classic. A lot of people loved Coming to America. I remember the plot points very vaguely of the first film. Now, fast forward, and we have yet a sequel to the first Coming to America, which the plot of the first one was basically an African king coming to America and experiencing the American lifestyle and being exposed to a lot of things within the States and basically having to blend in and not wear the clothes from Zamunda, which is based in Africa. Now, this film basically tackles the very same concept and basically takes on a few different messages. Now, the film, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it because people have just been amped up. I don't know, there's something about us people and nostalgia. I don't know if you've noticed it, Charles. Whenever you've loved something when you were younger, whenever companies or Hollywood does a redo of it in future, you just get a little sense of excitement. It's much like what happened with The Lion King. You remember that?
Mm. Yeah, I remember it exactly. And I think the reason for that is certain movies to us is almost holy ground.
Though
people should actually fear to tread there because it's called classics, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So just to get into the very premise of Coming to America, we're not going to be discussing any spoilers. We're not going to be talking about what actually happens within the film. So you can feel safe to just listen to the discussion we're having about some of the subject matter that is tackled within this film. We're going to do our best to make sure that we, talk about the subject matter in a relatable manner and in a way that definitely doesn't ruin the movie for you. You can still go and enjoy it. And also make the decision whether you'd like to watch it with your family. Now, the synopsis reads, set in the lush and royal country of Zamunda, newly crowned King Akim, played by Eddie Murphy, and his trusted confidant, Sammy, played by Arsenio Hall, embark on an all-new hilarious adventure that has them traversing the globe from their great African nation to the borough of Queens, which is in the United States, New York, where it all began. Obviously, the way it all began is referencing the previous film. Now, if you're a person who loved the first film, I can understand if you definitely want to watch this film. I don't think you're going to need much of a reason. It is a relatively family-friendly film. Basically, the plot is as simple as this. King Akeem, who is played by Eddie Murphy, he is now a king. In the previous film, he was a prince. So now he has taken on the role of a king and he has more responsibilities on his shoulders. He discovers that he has a son, basically a son that he had in the United States from the first film, right? So this film takes place few years after. So he has a son who's already grown now. He's a man already, that he discovers is in the United States, and he goes to Queens in America, in New York, to basically get his son to come back home and take his place as prince back in Zamunda. And this is very interesting. There's a lot of different characters that are introduced within the film. Now, when the son gets home, he learns that he is going to be to be in an arranged marriage. So obviously, there's that crossroad where he needs to decide whether he gets married to the woman he's been arranged to marry to. And if I remember correctly, the woman he is arranged to marry is actually the daughter of a tyrant, which is played by Wesley Snipes. Now, at the end, you find this dude in a crossroad where he needs to decide whether to pursue love or just go and become a prince and marry the woman who's been presented to him. And of course, she's pretty and has a beautiful body. And it's not like love won't find them later. So that's actually where I wanted to take our conversation for tonight. That's where I wanted to start or begin the conversation. And here's why. I feel like this is a comedy, by the way. It's a comedy. Now, because it's a comedy, it has to take on these very in-depth subject matters and sort of make them light so that you can laugh, even though the subject matter being tackled is quite serious. And the reason that I say it's serious subject matter is because, first of all, they're tackling the issue of, Charles, I'm sure you know about this, right? The fact that a lot of Black Americans feel that we Africans do not accept them as part of us.
Yes.
Yeah, so they feel that Africa for them is home. And they feel that
it's the motherland.
Exactly. They refer to it as the motherland. You see it in films, in movies. And so, in fact, the movie Black Panther also tackled a very similar subject matter. So the whole idea is of the character played by Eddie Murphy, King Akeem, going all the way to the United States and finding an African-American who grew up in America and then bringing him to Africa so he can become a prince. It also speaks on the idea that if you're Black American, it doesn't mean that you can easily assimilate the African culture within Africa. And I found that to be very interesting. What are your thoughts on that, Charles?
Yeah, I do, because I think we unfortunately are so narrow-minded when it comes to contrast setting in human skin color that we immediately think black and white, and because that you're black, you need to think X, Y, and Z. And because I'm white, I think A, B, and C. However, within different cultures, different, we almost want to go to the point to say we live in different universes.
Yeah.
The moment you've got a different area code and you've got a different dialing code in front of the nation that you're trying to phone, it's a total, total different universe.
No, I completely understand what you mean. Yeah, so that's the one thing that the movie tackles. And I think yet another one, which is a very serious conversation, is the fact that the son who's coming all the way from the United States, where things such as arranged marriages are very foreign to the United States, right? And when you come to Africa, that's quite a norm. Parents have a huge say, or they feel they deserve a huge say in who you marry. And that's another conversation that this film tackles. And it kind of gives you the perspective of why is it that you need to give your children space in making the decision on who to marry. You need to give them space because you don't even know your child as well as you might think you do. So I love the fact that King Akeem goes all the way to the United States to fetch a son he doesn't even know. And then he brings the son to Africa and kind of like tries to plot this path that his son has to walk. He's never even known the kid until he was already a grown adult, right? He's already gone through adolescence. He's already, well-groomed, he's taking care of himself, and now you expect this kid to live a life that measures up to your expectations. And quite honestly, I really think that this is something that a lot of parents do to their sons and daughters, because you don't realize just how much you do not know your child. Even if your child lives in the same house as you, you don't know them as well as you think you do. And sometimes we fetch our children from these foreign lands. And now I'm talking about the world of the millennial world, the era of TikTok, the era of Instagram. I mean, kids grow up on the internet, right? There was a time when we were raised by soapies, where we used to watch The Bold and the Beautiful, and that's what raised us. We got a lot of our ideas on how relationships work from those series or those soapies. But nowadays, a lot of kids are growing up on the internet, and they have a lot of different dynamics, a lot of different thought processes. And unfortunately, parents don't try to understand the world that their kids come from before they impose their expectations on their children. Shal, I'd like to hear a few of your thoughts on that, and then we can perhaps conclude. I think we've given just about enough information about the film. So what are your thoughts on parents fetching their children from a world they don't understand and then expecting them to live out a life that they've set for their children?
I think we as parents very easily fall into the trap that we need to be control freaks and we need to micromanage our children. And we tend to forget the fact that each child has his own humanistic responsibility to be the human that he needs to be. And that I've seen that clearly with my two sons, that trying to force the youngest one to be like the eldest will never work, because they are vastly, vastly different human beings. And I've noticed with myself that I'm trying to raise my children through my parents, if that makes sense. Stuff that my dad taught me, I want to teach that to my children. But my dad never had to face the realities of a TikTok challenge that might be harmful or might be not scandalous, but you understand what I mean? It's not provocative, rather, which is not a good thing. My dad never taught me how to cope with those things, because we're changing, because my children are being grown. As you said, I had my first cell phone when I was probably around 15, 16 years old. And my son knows how to operate an iPhone.
Imagine.
And he's 3 years old. That's the different worlds that people are living in. But I think the one thing that we should always remember is not to bring your child to your world, but rather try and be your best to approach their world. We see in the Bible that Paul said to the Romans, when I'm in Rome, I'm like the Romans. When I'm in Greece, I'm like the Greeks. You understand?
Yes.
So I think to a certain degree, that's what we need to be. You need to be relatable to your child and not your child relate to you all the time.
I completely, completely understand. So that is our take on some of the very important subject matter that is dealt with in the film Coming to America 2. You can go and check out reviews and go ahead and check out the trailer. And if you feel that it's a movie that your family would enjoy, then definitely go ahead and watch it. And that has been our movie theme for tonight. You're still hanging out with myself, Given Illustrative, and Charles Dutoy. This is I Am Live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Do stay tuned.